On Chof Aleph Aleph, six lines down, but they do have love Shem and Kik. My Shem and Kik, what is Shem and Kik? I'm Rishmo Shaltim Lechun Huziyama. I asked all the sailors, Ramalu, Ov Echad Yesh Bekarchayam, there's a type of bird on the islands of the Kik Shmo. Its name is Kik, and this oil comes from that bird. No, it's oil that comes from cotton. We're talking about Kikayin de Yona. It actually comes from a certain type of tree called Kikayin de Yona. The Yona, the Kikayin that Yona had in his story. It looks like a non fruit bearing tree. It grows by pond water. You hang it right outside of the front of the store. Of the Mishkan, from its seeds you can make oil. And from its branches you can heal all the sick people that are in Eretz Yisrael. Right, there's a healing agent to it. These wicks that the Chachamim said you can't use them on Shabbos, it's because light, fire, jumps around with them. The oils that the Chachamim say you can't light up with them, it's because the oils don't go after the wick and it doesn't very help much and it doesn't really do a good fire. Abaye asked Rabba after he had said that why the psuls are shmanish amr chamin and medligim b'shabbos maushi itin l'sochu shaman kol shuv yadlik. Okay, those oils that we said, that the chamin said you can't use on Shabbos, can you pour a little bit of oil in there and let it light like that? Are we gozer that you might come to light just with them without the oil? Or no, we're okay because everybody sees there's a little bit of oil there. You shouldn't. My time, I'm not telling you why, because it's not a good thing. This, we have to make a rule, and that's the rule. Let's say you tie together something that you could light with, together with something that you wouldn't light with. Don't do it, right? Just like we said by the oils before. That my father's house, Rebbe Gamliel, right? They used to tie together little wicks together with nuts, and they used to light it that way. We see that you can. I'm going to let most of them, Rosh Gamliel. Listen, if you're going to ask me a kashmir Rosh Gamliel, see, I know me, the Tanakama. Why don't you prove for me from the Tanakama, because it's straight out that you can't do it. So even though Rosh Gamliel went ahead and did it, but the Tanakama says you don't. Halokasha, Maisa Rav. Well, yeah, but this is a Maisa, and since the story, the Rosh Gamliel said he saw it by his father, that seems to be better. So therefore, we should go with that. So that seems to be that. So my Komakam Kashos, so in the end, this is a Kashim. My love, Lahadlik. Are we talking about lighting over here? Lo, Lahakvos. We're talking about floating something on top of the other. Lahakvos, my time of Tanakama. Then what's the reason for the Tanakama that says you can't do it? It's all Rosh Gamliel. It's something missing over here. You got to read it like this. You could tie together something which you light with again on something that you don't light with. In other words, put a wick inside a nut and have the nut float on top of the oil in order for it to stay that way. So he says in the Reisha, you shouldn't tie those things together and you can't light with them. That's if you're actually using it for lighting. But if you're just trying to keep it afloat, like the nut is just there to float it up, mutter. Then it's mutter. They tied the wick around a nut to be able to float it on top, and that's what they did, so therefore they have it. And that's what all of us do nowadays. We put a little wick inside a little, thing and then put it inside the oil. That's what we do, and it works. Aini, that can't be. This schmaltz that we have, it's also two innards of fish that melt down. You could put oil inside there and you light it up. So we see that's okay. Well, it depends. By themselves, the schmaltz and the fish oil could work, but these other things don't. And therefore, putting oil together with the schmaltz and whatever it is okay, but the other things doesn't work. Burnt fat because of burnt fat that doesn't burn well, and the insides of dugim that melt because of the kiri dugim that don't. Why do you make gzera if you put oil inside there because of the other things that you don't put oil inside there? See, kufa gzera. We're not going to make extra gzeras over here. We're going to keep it at that, and that's good enough. Two dots. Tanu Rabbi Rachama. Rabbi Rachama says he learns the following. Wicks and oil that the chamis say you can't light with on Shabbos, you shouldn't use in the base of Mikdash Dalmi Shush Namar Lahavos Ner Tamid. Because it says you have to have the Ner Tamid. It has to be constantly going up over there. So if you can't use it on Shabbos, there's no way you could use the base of Mikdash. Shutani Law. You need the flame to go on its own. You shouldn't have it do something else. So that's why Rabbi Rachama says his final line over there, his line, why it can't work. Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah, from the worn out pants of the Kohanim, from all of their belts, they would tear off little pieces of Madlik. They would light from that. So Simcha for the Shueva Shania. Well, wait, that's not for the actual base. Maybe it was just for the Simcha space Shueva. That's why it was okay. If it got worn out, Mafkin Osan, So they would take them off and destroy them a little bit. Mehani yos and psils and mikdash, and they would use the wicks of the basement. I love the kilayim. So it sounds like you're using kilayim. Love to boots. They would only use a linen. That's okay. So as long as it was just linen, then it was going to be okay. So clearly that's going to be fine. So Amar Rav Huna psils shemanish Amar Chamim melukim beshabbos and melukim bechanukah. So Rav Huna comes along and says those wicks and those oils. The Chamim said you shouldn't light with on Shabbos. You shouldn't use them on Chanukah either. Vim beshabbos and mechol. Whether it comes out on Shabbos or during the week itself, you should never use it on Chanukah. Amar Rava, my time at the Rav Huna. What's the reason of Rav Huna? Ksavar kavs zakul gavi. He's old. If it goes out, you have to relight it. Mutilish damishal over, and you're allowed, right, to go ahead and use the light itself. Therefore, lechachila, you have to make it really nice, because maybe you'll just not fix it up and you have a problem. You're going to have to keep doing it over and over again. You can light with it during the week, but you can't use it on Shabbos itself. Why? Because he says, number one, if you extinguish it, you can't relight it. That's why during the week, right, you can use it, right? But it's mutzal shtamish ora, and therefore you can't use it on Shabbos itself. On Rizera, Amar Masa, Amri La, Amri Rizera, Amar Rav. Psil shvanish Amar Chamiyah Medlikim Bev Shabbos, Medlikim Bev Chanukah. Bimachom Bev Shabbos, you can use it on Chanukah. Whether it's the week or on Shabbos, you can always use it on Chanukah. I'm reviewing my time at a Rav. What's the reason for that? Ksever Kavsa in Zakukla. That's why it would be good during the week, right? If it goes out, you don't have to relight it, so we're not worried about Pshia or anything. But also the Shabbos Olam, and it's also to use its light. So therefore, you're not worried on Shabbos either regarding those Chanukah lichts. So it's Amru Rabban Kamidah Abayis. And again, Chaf Alef and Beis about six lines down. Amru Rabban Kamidah Abayis. The Rabbanu said in front of Abayis, Mishmeh to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lo Kibla. He said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, they didn't accept it. They're like, nah, Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't say such a thing. Kias Rabban Amri Rabban Kamidah Abayis, Mishmeh to Rabbi Yochanan, the Kibla. What he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and then they accepted it. Said, oh, Rabbi Yochanan said it, okay, we'll accept it. Amri Zakoy Gemirta, Lishmai Zmeikara. Had I been Zoch, I would have learned it originally, Valgamra, but he did learn it. Afghan Ligursity on Kusa, yeah. But had he learned it when he was younger, he would remember it better. So he said, I wish I would have been Zocha to be able to remember it the first time. The Kavza in Zakukla, Raminu Mitzvah. Hold on a second. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it, but we have a stira. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is from sunset all the way until people stop walking in the shuk. My Lavdi Kavza Hadamadakla. It sounds like that if it goes out, you have to relight it. So Lo Adlik Madlik. If you haven't lit yet, then you can light it that time. Yinami Lashura, or for the amount of shear. That's how long it has to last for. But if it does go out, you do not have to relight it. Okay, Achidach Ragum and Shuk, two dots. Until people stop walking the Shuk, how long is that? Amar Rabbi Rachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I had to call you the regular Talmudoy. The Talmudoy were these people that used to sell little sticks and whatever it is for lighting at the very, very end of the Shuk. So once they finished, says Rabbi Rachan and the name of Rabbi Yochanan, once they finished, then we say that's the end, that's the last time that you can light. Nowadays, that's very, very, very late because most people come home very late. Tanu Rabbanan. Mitzvah Chanukah Nerishu Beso. The mitzvah of Chanukah is a light for each person and their household. But Mahadrin, if you want to do Mahadrin, then you light a candle for every person in the household, but it's the same amount every day. If you have three people in the household, then it's three for the first night, three for the second night, three for the third night, etc. Now, Mahadrin, if you're absolutely the best, Beshamarim Yom Rishon Madlik Shimona, on the first day, in the first night, you light eight. Then you do 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yom Rishon Madlik Achas. On the first night, you light one. And then you go on from there. And Tosas and Rashi argue about what Mahadrim and Mahadrim mean. Is that for every person? Is that just for one person in the house? There are two Amoraim and Amorava in Eretz Yisrael that argue about this. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Rezvita. The reason for Beis Shammai is because the day is coming in. You want to do 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, because of the days coming in. And you want to count the days that are coming and going out. So you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're like one day is gone, 2 days are gone, etc. It's just like the cows that we bring on Sukkot. The cows go 70, you know, etc., and go down from there. And Beisolo is because you're Milam because you always go up and you don't go down. There were two Zakanim that lived in Satan. One did like Veshame and went 8, 7, 6, 5, etc. One did like Beisolo and went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Each guy gave the reasoning. One said because of the cows of Sukkot, they always go down, and the other one said because Milam Kodesh Maridin, and that's like Basil, and that's how we paskin. Tanurban, we have a verse. Near Chanukah mitzvah lenichal pesach beis mivachut. The near Chanukah, the mitzvah is to put it right by the door of the house toward the outside. If you live on a second floor, minichal v'chalonis mukhal rishis rabin. You should put it in a window closest to the rishis rabin. Yishas zakana minichal shulchan v'dayo. And if there's a danger outside, then just leave it on your table, and that's good enough. You don't have to show it outside the window itself, right? And for us in America, the persumini says not for the people outside, it's for us, so therefore you can put it on your table as well. You should have another candle to use the light from. The Ikamadura lo tzarech, but if you have a torch, you don't need to. You know, chashuv, but he's a very adam chashuv, very chashuv guy. Even though you have a torch, right, then you need another candle. Okay, so Rava says you should always have something else that you use by its light. But a madura you don't need, but if you're an adam chashuv, you wouldn't even use a madura, you should have another nerecheres. Okay, two dots. My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? What does the name come from? We have a brisa. Tamid of Hanukkah. On the 25th of Kislev, this is based on what it says in Megillah Stan, on the 25th of Kislev, the days of Hanukkah, Timni Inun, there are 8 days of Lomis Babahon, you shouldn't give a hespin on them, Delizan is Bun, you shouldn't fast on them. Sheikh Shechansu of Yavan Lehechel, when the Greeks came into the Hechel, Timu Koloshman Shevechel, they were Matame, all the oils that was in the Hechel, because your government was by Chashmonai, Vinotskum, when the Chashmonai became much stronger and they defeated them, Badkuvla Matuela Pacha, Chashel Shamashai, Munach, Bechosam, Shekol, and Gadol. They searched, they could only find one jug of oil that was sealed with the seal of the coming out of a loyal boil, Hadak Yomechel, but it only had enough oil to be able to light for one day, Nasabonais. They were able to light it for 8 days. The next year, Kavum, they set these days, and they made it Yamin Tovim for Hallel and for Odah, but not for a meal. Tan Hossam seems, well, one of the only Mishnayos that deals with Hanukkah. We have a Mishnah over there in Bava Kamma. Gate Tayyot Vitachos Apatish. If you have a spark that comes out from a hammer of Yatzvahizik and it goes in a dam or somebody chayiv, the person who caused the spark is going to be chayiv. Gamo Shaton Pishton. If a camel is carrying flax, over Rosh Rabbin, and is going through the Rosh Rabbin, Nichos of Pishton, and his Pishton goes into the store, Vidalkam and Shachamani, and it lights up with an air of the Chamani, Vihilikos of Yer, and then it lights up a house. Balagam al Chayiv. Well, the camel is chayiv. The guy should have watched that his camel doesn't do that. He Nechamani has Nerim Vichutz, but if the Chanbani, the storekeep, kept his Ner out, side and the camel caught fire, and then it lit something else on fire. Chanvani chai, then the chanvani is chai for anything. Rabbi Yudom, Rabbi Ner Chanukah Pater, but he's Pater on Ner Chanukah because it's mutter to leave it outside. And Ravina, Zos Maris Ner Chanukah, Mitzol Anicha, Mitzol Chasara. It must be the Ner Chanukah. It's a mitzvah to put within 10 tefachim. Because if you could put it out, upwards of 10 tefachim, lemelei, then the Baal Gamo should have said to the Baal Chanus, Hayilachol Anicha Lamalami Gamo Verochvo, you should put it higher than the camel on a rider. Since he didn't do that, you're also chai. Vedomi Matrecha Leituva, Asalunu Mitzvah. So we say that's not a raya really, because maybe if we bother him so much, right, he's going to stop doing the mitzvah because it's so high, he has to do that, and he's not going to want to do it. Either way, nowadays we do paskin la halacha that you should have it within 10 tefachim, but if you have it above 10 tefachim, that's fine. Amar Rav Kana, Darsh Rav Nasan Rav Yomi, Shemid Rav Tanchum, Rav Kana, Darshan's Rav Nasan Rav Yomi, in the name of Rav Tanchum, Tapa Chav Bezman Alf, Ner Shochanak Shenichal Malam Echav Alf, Psul Kisaka Mavoy. If you have a Ner Chanakah that's higher than 20 amos, then it's puzzle, just like a sukkah and just like a mavoy, like an alleyway when you need a lechi or a kora, right? If it's above 20 amos, then that doesn't work. And we'll do one last piece. Amar Rav Kana, Darsh Rav Nasan Rav Yomi, Shemid Rav Tanchum, Rav Kana quotes Rav Nasan Rav Yomi, whose drasha said in the name of Rav Tanchum, what does it mean that the pit is empty? There was no water in the Mashanam Rav Arik. The pit that they threw Yosef into was empty. Any Odesh in Bomai, don't I know that there was no water in there? Alamat Omalayim Bomai, what does it mean there's no water? Mayim Imbo of Anachashim Vakrab Miyeshbo. There was no water in there, but there were snakes and scorpions, and they were trying to kill him in some way. We'll stop with that. We're on the 2.7 lines down, Chaf Beis Manalaf.